that was the final story that we created this evening. So we're going to have the last Right Club battle, which is love, not the last ever, don't worry. The last Right Club battle of the evening, which is love versus hate. And we have Aaron in the spot of love, and we have hate in the spot, or Cameron in the spot of hate, or something like that. Hate and love, love and hate, Cameron and Aaron. So since Cameron's just up here, Aaron, let's have you lead us off with love.
Topic is love. Thank you, Zach. I love you for putting together Right Club.
Yeah, no problem.
There we go. Chris, I love your battle earlier. Epic. Cameron, I love the fact that I get to battle you tonight. Love. Love is all around us. We all experience love, and as humans we experience on a different level than other animals. All of our art and our stories and our music and everything all comes from love. Any TV show you watch, most songs you listen to on the radio, most poems you ever read, inspired by love. Most of them use the word love. There's all kinds of love. There's the first love that you ever have, where maybe it was the person you lost your virginity to. Guilty, as charged. That's not real love. It's bullshit. But it happens to everybody. Everybody learns from it. There's the love from afar, where it's just like a one-sided, lonely love. But that inspires a lot of people, too. People write songs and stuff like that. There's the love-hate. Cameron's going to touch upon the hate aspect of that, but hopefully the love side is a little stronger. Love side wins out. There's the brotherly love of your good friends, your siblings. There's the parental love, where it's a harsh love, but it's a love. They still love you, even though you fuck up. And then you have the unconditional love. And unconditional love, in my opinion, overrides all hate. Because you can overlook any fuck-ups, any mistakes, anything. You still love that person, it's okay. And then there's the love of inanimate objects, like people love food. Some people, a good meal can just make them so happy. Or a certain song. People that are full of love. That is what the world's all about. They don't cut you off in traffic. They open the door for you. They say thank you when you open the door for them. And I'm just going to leave you with one quote. In word, true love will follow you forever.
Alright, that was Aaron with the side of love, and now with the side of hate. You weren't here. We have effects, so if you wanted any, we could put like a death metal amp on you or something. But no pressure.
You hate it when I shoot balls off!
Yeah, get in the mood!
Whoa! That's my shoe! That's my shoe!
Hi, everybody. Alright. Love, love, love. It's awesome, alright? I'm here to argue for hate. That was assigned to me. It's kind of a hard thing to argue for, so if you could just bear with me for a second. Yesterday I saw a man walk into a gas station with a swastika tattooed on one side of his bald head and death to pigs tattooed on the other. This is a man who lives his life by hate, and I don't condone that. I don't think that should ever happen. However, hate is something that lives inside of all of us, and if you bottle it up, it's just going to explode. Life is not about choosing a side. Life is about balancing all of the emotions within you.
Putting thirst.
Very much so. Hate gets a pretty bad rap, but I think really it's just misunderstood. Hate can be be at the root of a lot of things, but it can make a lot of things also happen. Some things that hate creates are cynicism, doubt, and stupidity. I think that anyone who's dealt with a car salesman, or maybe anyone in retail, would know that cynicism and doubt are both good things to have in this world. And I think that the fact that hate creates them shouldn't keep them from you, because they will protect you in the long run. And I think stupidity can be funny for those of us that are less stupid, at least. Just watch Jersey Shore. Hate ventilates the heat that builds up inside of us. Next time you feel the pressure of that heat, just tell whoever's closest to you to fuck off and see how good you feel afterwards. I think we all saw from Mickey's presentation earlier that it feels pretty fucking good.
Yeah!
Exactly, right? I was thinking I should have typed this fucking shit out. Those that may be born of hate, but anyone who... Okay, I already read that part. Hate breeds lies, and lies are bad, but it's not the only thing that breeds lies. Greed, spite, and a hunger for control also cause lies, and the only way to protect yourself from those people is to have a good dose of hate for the kind of people that control those emotions. One last thing that hate breeds that is very important in this world, and is in fact a necessity, is action. If ever you see something happen, and you don't like it, and you want to change it, and you go out there and you do something about it, that's the hate for that action. And a lot of times, the action that's taken is well publicized in the form of the Holocaust or the Westboro Baptist Church, and that is not good. Those are people that live their lives by hate. But there are also people that fight those things because they hate the people that have these backwards ideas. And I think that that is really the root of hate, is that it's just given a bad rap, but it can go in either a positive or a negative direction. And I think if we took our hate and we put it in a positive direction, then it could overcome love. Because let's be honest, a world full of love, joyful people, that's just not as much fun of a world to live in. Thank you.
All right, now, Cameron, I said stay up here, man.
Oh,
we gotta do the voting, so we need Aaron back up here. So we got love versus hate. So love was first. So who votes for love? Who won that? Love. Okay, let's give it up for hate. I think with that last outburst there, hate definitely won out over love. So let's give it up for Cameron here. And now that means, we'll have to give a new title, because I wasn't too impressed with the last title. But Aaron and I battled, and we did Sane versus Insane, and you were titled the Amish Master Debater. And so let's wipe that. Okay, that title's gone, but you won it, so you got it. So what is Cameron's title that he won tonight?
Hateful Bastard.
Hateful Bastard? Okay, you are the Hateful Bastard. So let's give it up.
All of you!
Let's give it up for Hateful Bastard. Okay. And that's been White Club, everyone. So we want to thank Trevor, Seth, Lacey, Elizabeth, Chris, Mickey, Sarah, Brandy, Aaron, Cecilia, Mike, Wayne, Elvon, Cammy. Without you, we wouldn't have been able to do tonight. So I just want to sincerely thank all of you for coming. The next one will be the last Monday of August. I had to think what month we're in. And same. I like the format that we have. I mean, some things might change. But 7 o'clock for writers. Or maybe we might move it, I don't know. It'll be 7 o'clock for writers, 8 o'clock for performers, 9 o'clock show. You saw what it was. Write some things, do some stuff. I do have a mailing list that I'll pass around real quick if you're not already on it. I'd appreciate getting your contact information. That way you can keep abreast of what we're actually doing. We do fly around downtown. Since students will be back, we'll make an effort to be on campus, flying in there as well. Bring your friends, tell your neighbors, write stuff, and don't forget that live entertainment is perhaps the best thing that's going on in the analog world, so do support that. And So do support the app, the Knickerbocker, Jeff. They apologize for the dust. They're remodeling. Blah, 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 blah. Are you going to say something, Cecilia?
Well, how do you say the date next time?
I guess I didn't say that. The Write Club mailing list also serves as our contender pool. So what I do is I send out saying, if anyone would like to be in the next round, please write me back. As soon as we have two people, there's a battle. Two more people, there's a battle. And we just take it from there. So thank you once again. Give all yourselves a round of applause. We greatly appreciate it. And we'll see you at the next Write Club.